Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We're in 1 Corinthians chapter number 13, and again, I want to read the whole chapter in its entirety. There's 13 verses. We stopped last time I was with you in verse number 4. And I want to pick up again in verse number 4 because I ran out of time like I see already. I'm going to run out of time today. But I don't want to rush through this. It's the greatest, what's called the greatest love chapter in all the Bible. I mean, there's debates about that, but that whole chapter is nothing but about love. So let me just read 1 Corinthians 13 without comment, verses 1 through 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecies and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now, we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. We began our study in 1 Corinthians 13 a couple weeks ago. And I brought out the point that Paul made no statements in the first three verses. And though I speak, or though I have the gift of prophecies, though I have faith, though I bestow all my goods, he didn't say that he had these gifts. The phrase "though I" literally means even if I did. If I did all these things, though I had the gift of knowledge, though I could understand all the mysteries, he didn't understand all the mysteries, all the knowledge. He said, if I did have all that and have not love, I'm nothing. And so the first three verses we looked at, the importance of what really love is. Do you know that you could accomplish some great things, but without love, it means absolutely nothing. And that's what Paul is trying to put forward to the church at Corinth, and especially even to us today, this issue of love. And we ended off in verse number 4 last week. And let me pick that up again this week. It may be redundant because I kind of stopped halfway in verse number 4. But let's pick it up, back up from the beginning. It talks about charity suffereth long. By the way, I mentioned that a great Bible teacher many years ago said you could actually substitute the word charity or love with the name Jesus in that. There are 15 characteristics of Christian love that we're going to read about. In just the first next four verses, there's about 15 things there that speaks about love. What love is and what love is not. And you could actually put the word Jesus in that because he's all of those. Jesus is the epitome. I don't know where that word come from. Is epitome a good word? What does epitome mean? That's it. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago. He's the epitome. I can spell it E-P-I-T-O-M-E. The epitome of what really were epitone, it, phonetically, it was like epitone. Yeah, anyway, the epitome of what really love really is. Jesus encompasses what love is. And when we see that charity suffer long, doesn't Jesus put up with us? It talks about he's long-suffering. That's what it means. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. He suffers long. I'll get to my lesson. I'm amazed Jesus would put up with it. He puts up with us. If I was God, I probably would have thumped y'all in y'all's head a long time ago. And myself. You know what I'm talking about? But charity suffereth long. We talked about that. It's patient. That's what it means. Suffer is very patient. This is only the kind of love that God can give us. We don't cook it up ourselves. Well, I can do this on my own. No, this kind of love we're talking about, it's whether you call it agape or agape. I think it's agape. It's the right tempo ain't here and Doug ain't here, so I'll just say it anyway if I want to. Agape or whatever. That's that God kind of love that only he can give. Okay? It suffereth long. And this kind of charity is kind. It means to be forbearing and sympathetic toward others. We talked about that last time I was here a couple weeks. That is kind. Opposite of kind is mean. Charity is kind. I got a lot to talk about. We're going to move on. We talked about this before. Charity envieth not. The word envy means to earnestly desire or to burn. So this kind of love, it envieth not. Now, I mentioned last time I was in the pulpit here that there are really only two classes of people in the world. Remember I talked about that? Only two classes of people. It's those who are millionaires and those who want to be millionaires. Kind of a play on words, but there's really only two types of envies in the world that plays off of that. And we talked about that. One kind of envy is one who covets the possessions of other people. You're envious of what they have, and you want it for yourself. And that's the most common type when we think of envy. Boy, I really wish I had that car. I wish I had that house. Or I wish I had that this, or I wish I had that, whatever it be, their family, whatever it be. And you're desirous. It burns within you that what other people have, you don't have. Then there's another kind of envy that may be even more dangerous, and it's less subtle, but it's maybe even more dangerous. It's one who begrudges the fact that others shouldn't have what they have. You don't begrudge that they have it. You're mad because they have it. It's another type of envy. You don't rejoice because, boy, look at the great things that happened. You're envious because it's not only happened to you, but it's happening to them. But this kind of love, envious not. You're happy, happy, happy. And by the way, it's been a great 2 weeks, and when I was at the national meeting, I met some people that was at our state meeting. I was able to preach our state meeting at Gant Lake, and it was our 100th anniversary for our state association meeting. Fast forward, next year will be the 100th anniversary for the national meeting. They've been meeting 100 years next year. Well, they celebrate their 100th anniversary. Well, we celebrate our 100th anniversary before they did. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo. It's Florida State meeting. And matter of fact, my great-grandpa was one of the preachers who started this over 100 years ago, this association. Anyway, I preached in that meeting, and I preached it here one time about happy, happy, happy. You remember that? And I was at the national meeting, and a couple of the preachers that was at the state meeting, they said, I still remember your message about being happy, happy, happy.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.